It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Farad.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Two newly appointed sheriffs are leading their county departments after working their entire careers in their Wisconsin communities.
Sheriff Craig Rukoff of Grant County and Sheriff Kerry Curran of Clark County have more than 50 years of combined experience in law enforcement. County sheriff is an elected position. Both were appointed to the office by the governor after their predecessors moved on from the job.
Both regions, while 150 miles apart, are experiencing ongoing challenges with staffing, illegal drug enforcement, and transporting unhoused individuals with mental health needs.
Craig Rukoff is sheriff of Grant County in southwestern Wisconsin. Kerry Curran, sheriff of Clark County in north central Wisconsin. Sheriff Curran, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
You're welcome. It's great to be here.
And Sheriff Rukoff, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Now, you are both long-timers, I understand, with your departments. I want to hear a little bit about your careers as Sheriff Rukoff, starting with you. You're going back 25 years with the department there in Grant County. Can you talk a little bit about your time in the Sheriff's Department leading up to this appointment?
Yeah, sure. So actually, in June, I'll have been here 27 years.
Wow.
I started full-time back in 1998 when I was hired to work as a jailer in our jail. Then after about 9 months, I was hired to out on patrol as a deputy. Did that, and then I spent a big chunk of my career as a detective working criminal investigations, which I really enjoyed. And then after a period of time, I promoted to sergeant and went back out on patrol as a patrol sergeant, and then spent about a year doing that. And then I took a lateral as the detective sergeant, and then was promoted to captain and the jail administrator, where I spent about 3 years there. And I was there when I was appointed by Governor Evers to be the next sheriff back in October, when Sheriff Dreckman resigned to become our first county administrator.
And Sheriff Curran, you've got a similar law career in Clark County.
Yes, I started as a reserve deputy July of 1991 while I was going through college at that time for police science. And ultimately, I was hired full-time in March of 1993 as a communications corrections deputy. I worked in that position until approximately May of 1996, when I became a patrol officer. And then I was promoted to detective in December of 1998, where I spent a majority of my career in a detective division. I specialized in child maltreatment cases, sensitive crimes, primarily worked a majority of crimes against person cases, until I was promoted to detective captain in March of 2019. And then ultimately, when Sheriff Haynes retired, I was appointed as sheriff January 1st of 2025.
Now, clearly you both know your territory. Sheriff Curran, what does your long experience there tell you about Clark County and the needs, maybe the unique needs of the sheriff's department in your neck of the woods?
The biggest thing that I have found coming into this position, and actually I've noticed it the last couple of years, was recruitment and retention of employees. When I had first started, there were probably 60 applicants that applied for the same position. And now we're lucky to get 3 applicants for one patrol position. So that is probably one of the biggest things that has changed over the years. In addition, the mental health issues, the opioid crisis has become a significant problem for us in the last 10 years or so.
Sheriff Rukoff, let's stay with that staffing issue. Is that something you are facing in Grant County?
Yeah, you know, as Sheriff Curran talked about, you know, we're struggling, you know, with some of the same situations that they have. I mean, you look at, you know, now everyone in our region's competing for the same individuals, and the pool of applicants is lower, less and less all the time. I think there's going to be a rebound coming. Currently in our agency, we are actually almost up to full staff. We're just short one female jailer right now, which we're in the process of doing interviews of for those to fill that position. But, you know, right now we're technically in a good spot, but, you know, really sometimes if you can keep somebody for a year or two, you're doing you're doing really well, but we're all competing for the same individuals. So we're just, we're trying to figure out what we can do internally to retain those individuals, So trying to improve our culture and figuring out what we can do to maintain our staffing.
And Sheriff Rukoff, are there ways you think to maybe reach out to the community, start building a pipeline for those high school kids who may never have thought of, hey, the sheriff's department might be a career for me?
Yeah, absolutely. So we currently attend like career fairs at the high schools. We work closely with Southwest Technical College in Fenimore, Wisconsin. That's just right up the road from us, and UW-Platteville. And so we actually get a lot of our part-time help from people in the criminal justice programs at both institutions. And a lot of times those lead to full-time positions. So we're fortunate to have both of those schools in Grant County, and we have a lot of our staff that teach at Southwest Tech, our instructors, so that helps with the recruiting process as well. But most of the time, if you have the kids that are going through the law enforcement academy, I say kids, but most of them are they're adults, but most of them are already hired, so there aren't very many pre-service students anymore.
And Sheriff Kern, are you doing similar kinds of outreach?
Yes, we are. Unfortunately, we do not have a law enforcement technical college in our county, but there are three of them in surrounding counties around us. In fact, next week, our patrol captain is planning on going to the current recruit class in a neighboring county to try and recruit employees.
And Sheriff Kern, we heard Sheriff Rukoff say they're almost to full staffing levels. Are you short right now, and maybe to the point where, you're stretched a little more thin than you'd like to be with providing service?
We are. When I first was appointed sheriff, we were 11 positions short. And, once I was appointed, that created some more movement in the higher ranks of our department. However, we just hired three patrol officers here about 2 weeks ago.
We are talking with a couple of Wisconsin's newest sheriffs appointed to talk about challenges in their departments. We've got Sheriff Craig Rukoff of Grant County, Sheriff Kerry Kern of Clark County. Want to look at some issues people may see in the news these days that relate to your department. A lot of attention, of course, lately on immigration and how local law enforcement agencies cooperate, executive orders from the White House on immigration policies, some legislation maybe in the works here in the state as well. Sheriff Kern, is this something how you deal with federal immigration enforcement officers? Has this been an issue for you in recent months?
It has not been an issue so far. However, our primary function is protection of the citizens of Clark County. And when we work with our federal partners, we've always had a good relationship with them, and I envision that we will continue to have an excellent working relationship.
And Sheriff Rukoff, how about you in Grant County?
Yeah, here in Grant, we haven't hasn't really come up yet. I mean, I've fielded a few questions from some community members, things like that. But we have not changed the way we do business based on the change in administration, and we haven't adjusted any of our policies related to immigration. Our policy ensures that all individuals receive equal enforcement of the law and equal access to services, regardless of their citizenship or immigration status. So basically, what I tell people, what that means is everyone has the right to seek law enforcement assistance. And just because we are investigating criminal activity, that doesn't automatically involve inquiries into a person's immigration status. But I also, tell people that we do work closely with our federal partners, and we'll continue to do that. And there may be some cases where, an individual's immigration status becomes relevant to a specific investigation, and we may reach out to our federal partners for situations like that. But, in reality, for me, it in my opinion, it doesn't matter if someone's a U.S. citizen or not. If they're out in our communities committing crimes, we don't want them here anyway. So that's what I tell people.
Another concern you both actually flagged for us, Sheriff Rukoff, transporting people who are homeless, who don't have housing, and who have a mental health need, maybe on an emergency basis, maybe not. What kind of things are you and your deputies and your staff dealing with there?
This is a big issue, and it's actually a statewide issue. And it's a major drain on resources, especially for, the smaller agencies. When we're dealing with emergency detentions or people who are suffering a mental health crisis, I feel these, most of them, a lot of the times, are medical issues and shouldn't be law enforcement issues. Unfortunately, where we get involved is because these are tied to some sort of transportation. If they don't have someone to help with transportation, a lot of times it turns into an emergency detention, and then that's where law enforcement ends up getting involved, and we're required to provide that transportation. And here in Southwest Wisconsin, we're consistently seeing, very long hospital stays due to medical clearance issues or trying to find a facility that has an open bed. And we're consistently seeing, state sits at the hospital for 12 hours or more, and then those individuals who are suffering a mental health crisis, are there not getting the help that they need. And then our transportation where we have to take them is generally 2 to 3 hours away. So then we have to put them in a car and transport them 2 to 3 hours, depending on, which facility has an open bed. So if you think about that, you have someone who's in a mental health crisis, takes them that long to get to a location to help them, and it's just tying up so many resources, and those individuals aren't getting the help that they need. And so, it's leaving these smaller agencies with communities without coverage.
And Sheriff Kern, what does that look like in Clark County?
We are feeling the same thing. Our provider is about 2 to 3 hours away, and a lot of times, they have to get these patients have to get medically cleared to begin with, and that ties up an officer sitting at the hospital. From there, they have to get transported that 2 to 3 hours, and of course, there's the return trip. On occasion, since we are short-staffed, we have contracted with private transport companies to fill that gap for us. However, here in the last couple of weeks, we've utilized some of our administrative staff to take on some of those transports and responsibilities.
Another concern facing some communities around the state are longer jail stays, and sometimes because of long court backlogs. Now, back in January here on the show, we talked about a new jail pod going up in Brown County near Green Bay. County Executive Troy Streckenbach discussed having inmates in jail for, in some cases, more than 2 years because of a backlog in circuit court cases there. Here's a listen to what he had to say.
We're well aware of the stress that counties throughout the state of Wisconsin are experiencing with the lack of funding to the overall court system, the public defender's office, the district attorney's office. I think Wisconsin Counties Association has made a very strong argument that our court system funding has not kept up with inflation.
Now, I understand this may look different from county to county. Sheriff Kern, let's start with you. Are you seeing these kind of backlogs and longer jail stays in Clark County?
We have not. I know there, at times there have been backlogs in our circuit court system. However, I don't know of any lengthy stays that anybody has had.
And Sheriff Rukoff, how about you in Grant County?
So Sharon, that was the first time, I had heard that information you shared. But I would agree with Sheriff Kern. Here in Grant County, we've had some long stays, but it's just generally been, a year-long jail sentence or something along those lines. I would say that our court system, our judges, and our district attorney's office, kind of pride themselves on keeping things moving through the system so we don't have that issue. They're extremely busy, and I know they're strained. Probably our district attorney's office could probably use some additional help.
Finally, I want to talk to you both about drug issues. When I've talked to first responders over the past bunch of years, I hear again and again how the job has changed, how much, depending on where you are in the state, how much more Narcan administration for opioid overdoses is part of the picture. When I talk to people in law enforcement, some communities are worried more about opioid at any given time, others more about meth at any given time. Sheriff Rukoff, let's start with you in Grant County. When it comes to drug-related issues, what are you seeing?
I guess our biggest issue I think that we're seeing right now is the methamphetamine fentanyl issue that we're dealing with. We get people, and you can talk about recidivism. We get a lot of that with people from that population that have been through the court system and, a probation violation or things like that. It's just so hard for them to get out of that situation. And so we see a lot of reoccurring offenses from individuals from that community.
And just to be clear, you said methamphetamine and fentanyl. Is it the same people using both substances at the same time or sequentially? What kind of things are you seeing?
I would say a little bit of both. in a little bit of everything, kind of the way we see it. Sometimes that fentanyl is laced in a lot of different things, and you know, different types of drugs. So yes, we're seeing some of the same individuals that are dealing with the, you know, both of those situations. And then it also ties into other substances as well.
And how about you, Sheriff Curran in Clark County?
The opioid crisis is certainly plagging us. Since 2019, we've had 10 or 12 overdose deaths that had occurred in Clark County. Majority of the investigations involve opioids. However, there are some methamphetamine cases in addition to cocaine cases. Cocaine seems to be coming back to our area.
I would agree with Sheriff Kern on that as well. It's not that we're not seeing, you know, the opioid overdoses or, you know, things like that, but mainly the main thing we're seeing is the methamphetamine. But yeah, the opioid stuff's out there as well.
We'll leave it there. Sheriff Rukoff, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And Sheriff Kern, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
That was Sheriff Kerry Kern of Clark County and Sheriff Craig Rukoff of Grant County. I talked to them last week about their new jobs as sheriffs.